Okay, so this man, we're going to be learning halachas that negate the Yom Nirayim, doing halach seder. We're going to focus on the two sugis that we're going to focus on is tefillahs during Aseres Meitshuva, Kel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh, and the sugya of Yeshiva Sukkah. I know some of us were here last year when we did Yeshiva Sukkah, but we're going to do it again. So those are the two sugyas that we're going to focus on more. Bechlal, during Elul is a time of Yimei Ratzon, which is Yimei Rachamim, based on the Pirkei Rav Lassa that says that the Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Elul to receive the Lucha Shniyos, which was 40 days after Shavas Betamas, when the first luchos were broken, and Moshe Rabbeinu was up there until 40 days later, which is Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei. On the 10th of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu received the complete kapara for the chet of the eagle, which means that during these 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up there, there was a process of kapara. So therefore these days remain as Yimei Ratzon, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. And that's why during these days people take off from their learning in order to say slichas, in order to daven more, to say more tefillas. Berakhi Yosef brings down that he knew many great people that would spend their entire year writing Chedushim. When it came to Elul, they took off time from that to say more tachnunim. The idea of slichos goes back to the days of Yol. To Moshe Rabbeinu, we find said slichos. The idea of slichos, which Sfaradim, based on this Pirkei Rav Lassa, begins slichos on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har on Rosh Chodesh Elul, so it became Yimei Ratzon. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore they start saying slichas on this day. The Ramah brings down that the Minig Ashkenaz is that we do not start saying slichas on Rosh Chodesh Elul, but instead we blow the shofar for Rosh Chodesh Elul. Why? Because it was on that day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up onto the Har, and he blew the shofar in order that Klai Yisrael should not make the same mistake they made last time. You should know today is when Moshe Rabbeinu is going up, and therefore counting the days should be counted correctly and not to make the same mistake again. So therefore we blow Shofar on Rosh Chodesh. The general minig is on the second day Rosh Chodesh, because second day Rosh Chodesh is Aleph Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. There are places that have the minig on the first day. If Moshe writes that if there's a kila that doesn't know their minig, then they should start the second day. But if their minig is the first day, that's what they should continue doing on the first day. But like I said, the general minig is from the second day. But that's the reason we blow on Rosh Chodesh itself. Why do we continue blowing throughout the month? That's because the shofar has in it a power to wake us up, like the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Tshuva. I think the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about it on Matzei Shabbos, the Koyach of Shofar, yeah? And that's why we continue blowing it throughout the month. We have, besides that, also the meaning of the Dabar Hashem Oidi V'Yishi, that we say, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, through, until Shmini Atzeres, some places say including Shmini Atzeres, but it's based on the Medrash that Darshan's Oidi V'Yishi, and the Pesukim over there going on the Yom Nirayim and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. So therefore we say it. There's also Segula, if you say it every day, with Kavana, that you'll be protected from the Din. So that's another meaning we have during Elul. Then we have the meaning of when writing a letter, to either write in the beginning of the letter or the end of the letter, wishing the other person, telling him that we're davening for him to have a ksiva chsim teva, and also that we wish him a bracha that he should have ksiva chsim teva. That's what's brought down. During the month of Elul, many were noted to also check their tefillin, their zuzis, just to make sure that the Bim Kai mitzvah is in its fullest way. But that's the month of Elul. We come to Rosh Hashanah, we come to Aseres Tshuva, then we have added minhagim then. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the inyan of having chumras that you don't have during the year, to have them during Aseres Tshuva. What's the idea behind it? After all, as soon as Yom Kippur passes, we're going back to the way we were. So it's either because we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu who we really want to be, just we're not holding there yet, but hopefully we'll get there. Or because during these days, Der Shashem Yimatzai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, and we're like in the palace of the Melech, so we act differently. So it was showing that we're makar that by acting differently, so we act more careful, we have more chumris, which are Ad Kirei Kach, that the Sharitzin points out, that the chumra that the Mechaba mentions, could be is not even a chumra midin, it's just a chumra. Still, to do things which show that we're different, we want to be different during these days. That's during those days. So then we have the sugya about tefillah. During Aseres Tshuva, the two big switches is HaMelech HaKadosh, from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, and from Melech Oed Tzedak HaMishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. And we have different opinions in the Rishonim. If you forget to say it, do you repeat it? We'll see Machlek is Mechaber Ramah, Sfarad the Ashkenazim, when he gave this. We also have other pieces that we add into Shmon Esrei. Zachreinu, Yechamaycha, Kosov, the Sefer, which was added in later on. In other words, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat is Medina de Gemara, the few days in Brachas, which we'll take a look at. It's Medina de Gemara. The other insertions that we put into Shmon Esrei are the Ga'inim, Shainim. Therefore, over there, it's also Machlekes, if you forget them, do you have to repeat Shmon Esrei or not? So it's not so pashut to just forget them. Halacha l'maisa, we're going to pass them. You don't have to repeat for those. But we'll see what the Rishonim have to say about it. So that's the tefillah, the tefillah during Aseres Tshuva. And then we're going to go on to Yeshiva Sukkah, which is the halachas of what things do I need to, do I have to eat in Sukkah? What things do I not have to eat in Sukkah? And then from those things that I have to eat in Sukkah, do I need to make a bracha of Yeshiva Sukkah or not on that? Which, Bechlal, to understand the whole bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah, right? What is the Lashon Leishiv HaSukkah? To sit in the Sukkah, which some Rishonim did understand it that way, that you need to sit in order to make the bracha. Maybe it's not enough to just walk in and say the bracha. Some understood that only B'Shas Achila we convey the bracha. What about going to sleep? If, let's say, I'm going to sleep in the Sukkah, but I did not eat, I was outside the sukkah, now I'm coming back. Or I go see, do I say a bracha on that alone or not? There's Rishonim, there's halacha, and then there's minhagim. So that's what we're going to go through. Be'ez Hashem this mat. In order to go through it properly, we need to have consistency, which means showing up every day to halacha seder, which I don't think I have to say that to the Rishonim here, because they can do it anyways. And Mitzvah Hashem, going through the material that we need to go through properly, coming to shir, as in now the Rishiva plans on saying shir. When he won't, I'll try to say shir, but there'll be shir, and coming to shir, and of course learning with a chavrusa, Therefore, we can have chavrusa tumult now, which means no one's leaving the room without finding chavrusa and starting the name here with who they're learning with. So they can talk between each other and then come fill in the blanks. And everyone should have a tzlacha.